Chapter 33. When autonomy becomes readable architecture. When a new structure already possesses its first deep matrix, an architecture reaches a threshold where autonomy ceases to be only perceptible. It becomes readable architecture. This readability does not come from additional complexity. It comes from a coherence sufficiently installed to make a new order visible. In other words, what was still transition becomes identifiable form. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of new active coherence of stable depth. This axis shows that an already active coherence becomes capable of maintaining a stable depth, proper to a new dynamic. Coherence no longer contents itself here with accompanying stability. It becomes the inner axis of a real autonomy. This axis appears when several new elements must remain compatible, without return to previous structures. From this axis appears the presence of distributive stability of fourth threshold. Stability acts here within a diffusion fully belonging to the fourth phase. But this diffusion disperses nothing. It preserves a stable inner quality. This presence shows that a new stability can now diffuse without imbalance. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of autonomous higher matrix convergence. Convergence acts here between several higher matrices already autonomous, but this autonomy produces no fragmentation. This function marks an important threshold. Several autonomous structures become compatible. When this function exists, the center of new deep active continuity appears. This center links active continuity and new depth. Continuity ceases here to be simple extension. It becomes the identifiable center of a new architecture. This center marks the moment where phase four possesses a distinct core. This density leads to the first base of autonomous higher stability. This term fixes a new foundation. A higher level stability becomes an autonomous, durable base. But every autonomous base requires an even denser inner point, the core of deep autonomous stable coherence. This core marks the point where a stable coherence becomes truly autonomous depth. Coherence no longer contents itself here with maintaining. It carries a proper architecture. From it appears the function of deep regulated new higher continuity. Continuity acts here within a new depth, but this depth remains finely regulated. It introduces no rigidity, then forms the field of durable autonomous active convergence. The field becomes particularly clear here. A new convergence can endure without immediate dependence. This maturity leads to the order of cohesive stability of fourth depth. Stability ceases here to be only support. It becomes structuring cohesion. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of autonomous higher stability. This term is decisive. It signifies that an autonomous stability now possesses its own consolidated matrix. Chapter 34. When autonomous depth becomes durable stability. When a new architecture already possesses a stable autonomous matrix, it reaches a threshold where this autonomy ceases to be only identifiable. It becomes durable depth capable of sustaining an entire cycle without immediate dependence. This depth adds no complexity. It introduces a calm density. In other words, what had become autonomous now begins to endure by its own coherence. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of deep autonomous coherent continuity. This axis shows that an already coherent continuity becomes durable autonomous depth. Continuity no longer contents itself here with maintaining a movement. It becomes an inner axis capable of carrying an entire architecture. This axis appears when several new lines must remain compatible without external support. From this axis appears the presence of durable new active stability. Stability acts here as a durable presence within a truly new dynamic. But this duration introduces no rigidity. Stability preserves an inner activity. This presence shows that a new stability can endure without return to previous forms. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of deep autonomous higher matrix convergence. Convergence acts here between several higher matrices already autonomous, but this depth introduces no closure. This function marks an important threshold. Several new structures become compatible within a durable depth. When this function exists, the center of stable active cohesion of phase four appears. This center links active cohesion and stability proper to the fourth phase. Cohesion ceases here to be only support. It becomes the identifiable center of the new architecture. This center marks a real inner stabilization. This density leads to the first base of autonomous higher continuity. This term fixes a new foundation. A higher level continuity becomes a durable base without transitional dependence. But every durable base requires an even denser inner point, the core of durable, higher autonomous, coherent stability. This core marks the point where a coherent stability becomes durably autonomous at a higher level. Stability no longer contents itself here with enduring. It becomes inner permanence. From it appears the function of structured, new deep continuity. Continuity acts here as inner structure. But this structure remains supple. It rigidifies nothing. Then forms the field of stable active convergence of fourth expansion. The field becomes particularly revealing here. A new expansion remains stable without dispersion. This maturity leads to the order of durable higher autonomous cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be simply a condition of unity. It becomes durable autonomy. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of deep autonomous continuity. This term is decisive. It signifies that an autonomous continuity now possesses a fully installed depth. Chapter 35. When the first intermediate foundation becomes a threshold ready for what follows. When a new architecture has crossed several degrees of autonomy, depth, and stability, a moment comes where progression no longer mainly adds an additional structure. It gathers what has been built into an intermediate foundation capable of supporting what follows. This foundation is not a definitive closure. It corresponds to a sufficient completeness within a first cycle. In other words, what was still being installed now becomes a usable base. The first term opening this sequence is the axis of deep autonomous coherence of fourth stability. This axis shows that an already autonomous coherence can become the silent axis of a fully installed stability. Coherence no longer contents itself here with enduring. It becomes a stable carrying structure. This axis appears when several new lines remain compatible without visible correction. From this axis appears the presence of extended new higher stability. Stability acts here within an extension proper to the fourth phase. But this extension disperses nothing. It preserves a calm coherence. This presence shows that a new stability can reach several fields without loss of unity. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of partial terminal autonomous matrix convergence. Convergence acts here between several autonomous matrices, close to a first closure. But this closure remains partial. This function marks an important threshold. A cycle can approach its completeness without yet fully closing. When this function exists, the center of deep stable continuity of phase four appears. This center links stable continuity and depth proper to the fourth phase. Continuity ceases here to be simply dynamic. It becomes a durable inner center. This center marks a threshold of real maturity. This density leads to the first base of autonomous higher cohesion. This term fixes a new foundation. A higher level cohesion becomes an autonomous stable base, but every stable base requires a terminal inner point, the core of terminal autonomous coherent continuity. This core marks the point where an autonomous continuity reaches a first inner completeness. Continuity no longer seeks here to extend itself. It rests. From it appears the function of partial final new deep stability. Stability acts here as a first final form, but this finality is not complete closure. It signifies that a half cycle is fully accomplished, then forms the field of stabilized higher autonomous convergence. The field becomes particularly calm here. Several autonomous convergences remain stabilized without residual tension. This maturity leads to the order of final autonomous deep cohesion. Cohesion ceases here to be simply active. It becomes the stable final form of the first cycle. Finally, this sequence closes on the first complete intermediate foundation of phase four. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 301 to 350 now, forms a complete intermediate base, ready for what follows. The first half cycle of phase four is closed, but this closure immediately becomes a support point for continuing. Chapter 36. When deep resumption becomes second inner stability. When a first intermediate foundation has been fully established, an architecture does not simply begin again a new movement. It resumes from a level where the stability already acquired becomes capable of producing a second inner stability. This resumption does not resemble the beginning. It already carries a structured memory. In other words, what returns is no longer identical to what had begun. The first term which opens this sequence is the axis of higher autonomous stability of deep resumption. This axis shows that an already autonomous stability can resume its movement without losing the previously acquired foundation. Stability no longer seeks here to constitute itself. It reuses an already built depth. This axis appears when the acquired base becomes sufficiently solid to carry a new advance. From this axis appears the presence of distributive, active coherence of new expansion. Coherence acts here as active diffusion, but this diffusion is not dispersion. It keeps a center. This presence shows that a stable coherence can extend without losing its inner density. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of autonomous matrix, convergence of higher resumption. Convergence acts here between already formed matrices, but this convergence opens a higher level. It does not simply gather, it relaunches. This function marks an important threshold. An already structured architecture can resume without having to rebuild its bases. When this function exists, appears the center of deep continuity of second resumption. The center links continuity and resumption. Continuity ceases here to be simple prolongation. It becomes central point of a second movement. This center marks the real beginning of the second half of this phase. This density leads to the first base of autonomous cohesion of second movement. This term fixes a new foundation, and autonomous cohesion becomes base of the second movement. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of coherent autonomous continuity of deep resumption. This core marks the point where continuity resumes with inner coherence. Continuity does not restart from zero. It leans on an already stabilized depth. From it appears the function of new regulated stability of second threshold. Stability acts here in a second threshold, but this action remains finely regulated. It produces no overload, then forms the field of higher autonomous convergence of new density. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A new convergence appears in a higher density. This maturity leads to the order of deep active cohesion of second expansion. Cohesion ceases here to be only maintenance. It becomes stable expansion. Finally, this sequence closes on the first matrix of autonomous stability of second cycle. This term is decisive. It signifies that a second cycle now possesses its first identifiable matrix. Resumption has become structure.